impossible?
Well, at least, they're things that would be impossible for human beings. But things that are impossible for us, God can do without even breaking a sweat. We sometimes call those things miracles.
We want to read you a story from the Bible about Jesus' friend Peter talking to a huge crowd of people. But just before this story, God had done a miracle.
Yeah, Jesus had just gone back to heaven, and a group of his friends had all been together waiting for the Holy Spirit to come, because Jesus had told them that even when he'd gone, he was still going to be with them, because the Holy Spirit would come and live right inside them.
So they waited.
And they waited.
And then he came. The Holy Spirit came and filled each one of them and made his home inside them.
And when the Holy Spirit came, he started to give them gifts.
Not just ordinary gifts, miraculous gifts.
And one of the gifts that he gave them is what we call speaking in tongues, which means being able to pray and to praise God in another language, but a language that you never learnt.
Pretty cool, right?
And so all of Jesus' friends went outside and started praising God in other languages. They didn't even know what they were saying. But then people from loads of other different countries stopped to listen with an amazed look on their faces.
They all said, "Hang on, what's going on? You're praising God in my language."
And then Peter stood up and quietened everyone down so that he could explain.
He said, "God told you this was going to happen years ago through a prophet called Joel."
And then he told them what Joel had said.
"In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters. Your young men will see visions, your old men dream dreams. When the time comes, I'll pour out my spirit on those who serve me, men and women both, and they'll prophesy. I'll set wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below."
Have you ever wanted to talk to somebody and they just won't listen? Perhaps they're too busy with something else, or distracted, or they just like to do all the talking themselves. It's frustrating, isn't it? Particularly when you know that you've got something really important to say.
Must feel like that sometimes when we don't stop and listen to him. Except, I don't think the problem is that we don't want to hear from God. Let's face it, if you had a message you knew was from God, you'd open it straight away, wouldn't you?
The problem isn't that we don't want to hear from God, it's that we don't expect to hear from God. At least we don't expect to hear from him as often as he wants to speak to us.
But what did Peter tell the crowd God was going to do when he poured his spirit out? God said he was going to pour his spirit out on every kind of people. Old, young, male, female, rich, poor, everyone. Then he said, "Your sons and daughters will prophesy." That just means hearing what God is saying so we can tell other people. Then he said that some people will see visions that God has given them. Other people will hear God speak in their dreams.
And all of these things are gifts that God loves to give us. Now, sometimes people will give you gifts that are just a little bit naff.
Something.
God gives you a gift, you know it's going to be a good one. And being able to hear him speak is a gift that he says he wants to give everyone who follows him.
The problem is, if we don't expect him to give us gifts.
Ellen, I've got you something!
Oh no, Paul wouldn't have got me something, would he? Or if he did, I probably wouldn't like it.
The problem is, if we don't expect God to give us gifts, we might never open them and realise just how good they were. And we can miss out on something truly wonderful. Because whether you're 5 years old or 85 years old, God wants you to learn to hear his voice. That's his gift to you.
That's a gift you don't want to throw away unopened. Chris is going to lead us as we sing now. God is pouring out his power and his love. Let's ask him to open our eyes to see it.